Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Hey, it's Saturday. We're past the top of the hour, and it's time for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and hey guys, it's a show where pounds are shed. We've seen that happen, where disease is destroyed, where you become your own doctor and you can heal yourself, and where you are set free. And when I say free, I mean able to engage in your own healthcare. I mean, think about it, okay? If you educate yourself as to the underlying root causes of your condition, you can now take active responsibility. Dietary changes, lifestyle changes, even things like detoxification, supplementation, nutritional coaching. And we have seen our listeners and our patient bases come back from conditions that many people would say there is no answer for. And I'm here today to inspire you about something, okay? Tell me if you would agree with this. Are a lot of people tired? And I'm talking not just like I didn't get a good night's sleep. I'm talking just that chronic fatigue, the tiredness that is just lingering day after day, week after week, no matter how many hours you sleep, you wake up and you're just still yawning and, oh, you're just tired. Okay, it's a big deal. It affects a lot of people. How about this? Weight gain despite doing everything right, right? I'm exercising, I'm changing my diet, and yet doing the right things, I'm not losing any weight, or actually I'm gaining weight. Look, the next one is a big deal. Anxiety, worry, depression, mood swings, right? I just don't feel like myself. I feel down. I feel like I'm freaking out all the time. I'm nervous and I'm shaking and my doctors are telling me you need to start this medication because you're so stressed out, okay? It's a big deal today. Fatigue, weight gain, anxiety, depression, mood swings. How about this? Joint pain, numbness and tingling, carpal tunnel, sciatica, brittle nails, my hair's falling out, my eyebrows are thinning, I can't seem to focus the way I used to, I'm foggy in my mind, I'm having difficulty with concentration. In fact, if I had to even be honest with you, I might even be having difficulty remembering things. You might even not remember the first thing I said just from 5 minutes ago. These are common symptoms, ready for this, of a misdiagnosed functional thyroid issue. And before you tune out saying, well, Dr. Ernst, I don't take thyroid medication, so I guess I'm okay. My doctor says my thyroid numbers are fine, so it certainly can't be me. The problem today is the standard testing for thyroid. Thyroid stimulation hormone and T4 is only scratching the surface of what actually goes on in your body with your thyroid hormones. Let me give you an analogy. It would be like looking at the outside of your house and it's, say, cleaned and painted and it looks nice, the landscaping's done, but on the inside, it's an absolute mess. There's dishes everywhere, there's dust everywhere, the furniture's in disarray, it looks like a tornado came through the inside. But on the outside, everything looks fine. The house looks good, the lawn's manicured, the shrubs are, you know, hedged and everything looks great. The house is great externally, okay? So that's the analogy I have of TSH and T4, your classic medical tests, are looking more or less at the outside picture. And here's what I mean by that. Thyroid stimulation hormone is technically a hormone that comes from the pituitary outside of the thyroid. And even still, T4 is an inactive hormone. Is it produced by the thyroid? Yes. But it has to be turned into an active thyroid hormone. So did you know that the most common tests for thyroid hormones aren't actually measuring the active responsive thyroid hormone that gives you all of the energy you need, makes you lose weight, helps you with your anxiety, helps you to be focused and memory attentive, decreases joint pain, can make your hair thicken and grow back. It gives you lustrous brain functionality. I'm talking about T3, active thyroid hormone, and they rarely get that tested on a classic medical exam. And the fact that, listen to this, the majority of thyroid activation takes place, ready for this, in your liver and in your intestines. And so when we want to talk about thyroid functionality, we cannot just look at TSH and T4. While it's the gold standard in conventional medicine, I'm here to share with you, this is the reason so many people get their thyroid tested, start some sort of a conventional treatment, medicating, doing whatever they can to make their numbers look good, but then often say, but hold on, I'm still fatigued. I'm still gaining weight. I still have anxiety. I still have brain fog. So like if I fix my TSH and T4, and that was the cause of the problem, then shouldn't I feel better? And what you're going to see today in our show is that your thyroid is so much more involved in global functionality of your body that these symptoms may be an indication that you have a functional conversion issue. And that's why you're so tired and fatigued and gaining weight and your hair is falling out. And it's not because you're stressed out. It's not because you're growing old. It's not because, you know, you've got too much going on in your life. It could be simply the fact no one has taken you down the route of exploring a functional exam for your thyroid. We're going to talk about that today. What's involved in a functional thyroid exam. And we're going to give you some things that you can do to correct this, starting at home with some simple, easy, yet very profound methods to bring back some thyroid conversion functionality and help your body heal by itself. After all, the show exists for that reason, doesn't it? We get to ask the hard questions. How come there's so much anxiety in the world today? I think it has to do with the fact we're hormonally imbalanced and the fact that our thyroids are not functionally working well enough, and so many of us are not getting tested properly. It's just me, my opinion. How come so many people are having difficulty losing weight? Because your thyroid hormone T3, when working, will land on the receptor and tell your body to burn fat for energy. But many of you have never had your T3 levels tested. A lot of you have never had your liver and your gut tested to confirm it's converting properly. And as a result, your numbers either look normal and you're being told, nah, it's not your thyroid. But in fact, it actually is the thyroid through its conversion process. Did you know the most common prescription in the United States today, like numero uno, more so than Crestor and Lipitor and statins, more so than blood pressures, is thyroid medications? Here's an interesting fact. Last year, it's estimated 100 million prescriptions were done in just 1 year in the United States alone for thyroid medications. Let's do the math. 100 million divided by 365 days. That's one day a year, right? 365 days to the year. That's 274,000 prescriptions being written to people daily. 274,000. Guys, this is an epidemic in my opinion. It's spreading so fast because our conventional approach, medical approach, is wait till the labs get crazy, give you a medication to force the labs to look good, and it's not addressing the underlying root. Why did this happen in the first place? I'm going to go through today some of the uncommon causes, right? Meaning these are the ones that actually do it, but you've probably never heard this. How we need to address those, pay attention to them. We're going to talk about the testing that you could get done to reveal, hey, is this why you're so tired? Why you're so fatigued? And listen, everything I'm reviewing to today is found in my Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. If you're listening through the airways, online, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, if you're listening to our podcast, do me a favor, yank out your cell phone, open up your texting app, and send a text to 704-906-2094 with the word thyroid, and you're going to get two things. We're going to send this ebook to you, which contains a plethora of what is causing thyroid issues. Everything I'm talking about today. Plus, get this, it has a list of the top 7 foods that destroy your thyroid, which many of you are eating, and it has the 7 foods that nourish your thyroid. You add these foods back into your regimen, and you'll see energy, you'll see focus, you'll see memory, you'll see attention start to come back. So again, Thyroid Heal Thyself, completely free. It's an electronic ebook. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. And hey, in a couple weeks, Saturday, October 14th, I'm hosting a Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. This is the greatest events that we host. They're live, they're online. We get to chat with you directly. And if you're taking a medication for thyroid, then we can help you to find the alternative path. If you're looking to solve your fatigue or your weight loss resistance or your joint pain or your anxiety, hey, it could be your thyroid and we need to walk you through. How do you identify this? What are the things you do to correct it? And what's the method that when you implement it, you can see that thyroid hormone turn around drastically and begin to see healing? So the masterclass is yours for free. The ebook is yours for free. We just need to know, do you want it? So real simple, ready? Open up your cell phone, go to your texting app, send the thyroid, the word thyroid to 704-906-2094. And guess what? It'll be sent to you with everything you need. Now, let's talk about thyroid function real quick. Your thyroid is a small butterfly-shaped gland in your neck. It sits just above the Adam's apple physically, and it controls basically a lot of your metabolism, your energy, your focus, your digestion, even things like your reproduction. It's estimated that thyroid hormones affect every single cell inside of your body. The stimulation of your thyroid comes from a hormone that's released in your brain, and it's called thyroid stimulation hormone. Makes sense. Comes from your pituitary gland, and the purpose of this hormone is to tell your thyroid, hey, wake up and make more hormone. So I want you to understand this. If your thyroid hormone levels are going down, then your brain's going to start secreting more TSH, which makes the levels in your blood go up. And so what can be used conventionally as a way to see if your thyroid's responding properly is if your TSH levels are really high, it makes us think, hey, somewhere your thyroid hormones aren't working. And if your TSH levels are really low, we start going like, you got way too many thyroid hormones in your body. So it's a negative feedback system. TSH, thyroid stimulation hormone, is again the gold standard initial test. And the challenge becomes medically, the range is so broad. They claim 0.5 to 4.5. If you're in that zone, you're normal. But I hope you would see, like, if you're 0.6, that's low. It's on the low side. If you're 4.4, it's on the high side. So functionally, if we want to talk about in holistic healthcare, we're going to narrow that zone down between about 1.5 and 2.5. So we can determine, just first of all, is everything going well? Is it working? But remember, TSH is not enough. It is the outside presentation. T4, again, this is classic medicalized testing, TSH T4. T4 is an inactive hormone. About 93% of what your thyroid makes is T4 hormone. And that hormone has to go into your blood and be carried by a protein to your liver and your intestines. So traditionally, T4 levels, 4.5 to about 12. So again, if you're at 4.6, you're not going to be told it's a thyroid issue, but I'm here telling you that is a thyroid problem. That's on the low sides of normal. And if it's an 11, it's on the high side of normal. And again, you'll be told it's normal. So the challenge is conventional medical tests have such a broad spectrum that you might actually have a functionally underworking thyroid, but be told it's totally fine because the reference ranges are off. Now, here's the thing with thyroid hormones. As it secretes out from the thyroid, it's inactive, T4. So you have to remember this. T4 is inactive. It doesn't do anything until it's activated. And where it's activated technically is inside your liver. 60% of thyroid hormone conversion to the active hormone takes place in your liver. So what you really should be thinking if you've got issues with your thyroid hormone is, how is your liver converting this hormone properly? And there are certain enzymes that help with this, selenium being one, certain nutrients that you need inside of your liver. The health of your liver really does determine, do you make enough T3 active hormone? And it's, unfortunately, a lot of people are not getting their T3 levels tested. T3, now active hormone, should be somewhere between 71 to 180 according to traditional medicine. But again, do you see the challenge? If you're at 75, it's normal, but it's actually really, really low. 180, really high, but normal. So you want to look at roughly the 50% marks and find the functional averages, okay? Now, here's the other thing. A lot of these hormones get bound to proteins. And there's carrier proteins. So the T3 uptake, this I'm talking to you about tests we do to look for thyroid hormone function. T3 uptake will tell us, are you binding the hormone properly to the proteins that shuttle it around inside the body? Because if your T3 uptake is low, hey, guess what that tells us? Your thyroid might be making the perfect amount of hormones, and you could have a normal thyroid test medically and be told, nope, it's not your thyroid. But if you don't have really good binding proteins and you're carrying the hormone properly, you can still end up with fatigue and weight gain and anxiety and depression and actually be a thyroid condition, but got underdiagnosed because of not running the correct tests. So we need to look at T4. We need to look at T3. We need to look at the uptake to find out, are you carrying this hormone around? And here's the other kicker. We need to find out how much free T4 and T3 is in your blood. Because here's the thing. The free T4 and 3 are the ones that are available and ready to land on the receptors of your cells. Okay, I want you to think of your body as hundreds of trillions of cells. And each cell has an antenna that sits there that says, I want to grab a hormone. And if it's going to grab the thyroid hormone, it's looking for T3 active. So if it grabs T3, the hormone sends a message inside the cell that says, hey, burn energy. Take the sugars, fats, and proteins and make energy out of it. Repair, regenerate, focus, memory, attention. See, T3 tells your cells, work the way that you should. Now, here's the problem. If your T3 levels are going down, then you would never know that you have a thyroid condition because typically they rarely ever test it. But you'd feel it. I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I'm gaining weight. So we want to look deep enough into the numbers to find out, hey, what's going on? Okay, here's one that's rarely ever tested. Reverse T3. It is sort of the mirror image polar opposite. If that's T3, this is reverse T3. They look a lot alike, but they are not the same. And the challenge becomes when reverse T3 lands on the cell receptors in your body, guess what it does? It slows things down. So now the fatigue kicks in. Now the weight gain starts to show up. Now the mood swings and the anxiety, the depression, the brain fog, the joint issues, the numbness, tingling, all the classic signs of a thyroid that's underactive. But if you go to your physician and they do TSH and T4 only, they're missing the picture. Guys, I'm here to share a secret with you. The majority of people who are taking thyroid medications have either elevated reverse T3, they never knew that they had this, and that's a conversion issue. The liver is saying, I'm taking T4, but I'm going to turn it into reverse T3, usually because of toxicity at the liver. Or they have antibodies. Okay, it's estimated that 90% of patients who are taking thyroid medications, which probably means you, 90%, actually have an undiagnosed autoimmune condition known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Now listen to this. If you produce an antibody against the production of your thyroid hormones, then of course T4 can go down because the thyroid makes T4. And what an antibody is a protein that attacks. If this is a virus, the antibody is attached to it and they say, here you go, white blood cell, eat this. So what would happen if you had antibodies floating around in your blood that say destroy the enzymes that make thyroid hormones? This is called thyroid peroxidase antibodies. And if you're taking a Synthroid, Levothyroxine, Armorthroid, Natrothroid medication to make your numbers look good, you really need to wake up and find out, have you been tested for autoimmune thyroid? It's estimated, again, 90% of people who are medicating their thyroid actually have an autoimmune condition where your body's attacking the production. So thus the reason why it's low. So if you have thyroid peroxidase antibodies, you're attacking the enzyme that makes the hormone. Now watch this. If you have thyroid globulin antibodies, you're attacking the hormone itself. And if you have both, if you're attacking the production and the hormone itself, meaning you can't make it, and even if you did make it, you destroy it. That's classic Hashimoto's thyroid. And I have seen patients with thyroid peroxidase enzymes in the hundreds, even in the thousands. We've seen patients with globulin protein enzymes that are antibodies in the hundreds and thousands. And I'm sharing a small little tidbit with you guys. Until you discover where those antibodies are coming from and why you're producing them, you can take your medications for the rest of your life and never see your thyroid heal because it's being attacked. Think of it as an autoimmune condition. And here's what I'm going to share with you. All autoimmunity comes from an issue within your digestive system and a leak to the intestines. So we create activation against the body. We start to build antibodies against tissues of the body. And if it's your thyroid, it's the number one cause of why you're probably medicating in the first place. And again, I'm just sharing with you what the research says. 90% of patients taking medications are actually undiagnosed autoimmune thyroid. If you get the right tests, you can find out, hey, what kind of thyroid condition do you have? So there's two types of people. There's the one medicating and who thinks it's just, you know, I had low T4, so I'm taking the medication and my numbers look good, but it could actually be an autoimmune condition. Or it's someone who was told your thyroid is fine, but you either have elevations in reverse T3 slowing everything down, or you have an inappropriate conversion process. Your liver is not making the active thyroid hormone. And here's the challenge, guys. You're never going to see a classic physician test you typically for that deep. Okay, a thyroid test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different markers that we'd look for of the thyroid itself. And then watch this. We have to test methylation. We have to test phase 1, phase 2 detoxification of your liver. We have to look at your gut to find out if it's inflamed or leaking. So it requires multiple layers of testing. And I've got every single one of the tests described for you in the ebook, everything I just described in the ebook, all the processes for you to start activating your thyroid health in the ebook. And hey, if you want it, take the opportunity right now, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook, yours free. Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass, a live event that I'm hosting Saturday, October 14th. Hey, get early registration for it now because we're going to have hundreds of people online. That's yours for free. Text the word thyroid with your name and email again, 704-906-2094. So quick in summary, right? We talked about right now before the commercials come, a thyroid problem is maybe what you have, especially if you're tired and fatigued and gaining weight and your joints hurt and you can't remember things. Most people get the wrong test for their thyroid done conventionally through their doctor. They're only looking at TSH and T4. It's like looking at the outside of the house and wondering, what does it look like on the inside? We got to go deep into thyroid testing. So how do we do it? TSH, T4, you got to know it. But T3, T4 total, free T3, free T4, reverse T3, thyroid uptake, and the thyroglobulin antibodies and thyroid peroxidase antibodies. Hey, when I come back from this commercial break, what are the common things causing this condition? And how can you start to implement a healing process today? It's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, my name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, and it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. We've been talking since the top of the hour about how common symptoms that we deal with on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis that you may think are just okay because of aging or just general life, fatigue, weight gain, the inability to lose weight despite doing everything right, anxiety, depression, mood swings, joint pains, sciatica, numbness, tingling, neuralgias, brain fog, forgetfulness, brittle hair, hair that's thinning, even things like constipation and digestive issues. All of this may actually be an indication that you have an undiagnosed thyroid condition that you weren't told about because your classic medical physician is only scratching the surface at thyroid testing. TSH, T4, gold standard thyroid test, yet it doesn't tell us the entire picture. As we talked at the top of the hour, TSH is the stimulation hormone from your pituitary gland that just simply tells the thyroid, make more hormone. T4 is the hormone made at the thyroid, in the thyroid. It comes out into your blood. And if all we do is look at those two, we're missing about 90% of the picture of what's going on underneath. 60% of your thyroid conversion into active thyroid hormone takes place in your liver. The other 40% takes place in your intestines. So did you know your liver and your gut are actually what's responsible for turning on your thyroid hormones? Maybe you didn't realize that. T4 is inactive. It does nothing until it's activated. T3 is active thyroid hormone. That's the one that makes you feel great, full of energy, focus and attention, burning fat, thick, lustrous hair. The one you want, right? What everybody says, like, oh, how do I get my body to start performing better function? You've got to pay attention to the amount of active thyroid hormone. What we often see in patients who work with us is they have way too much reverse T3. That's the opposite sort of polar, looks very similar, but yet not quite lining up. And when that hormone lands on the receptors of your cell, there's the fatigue, the weight gain, the anxiety, the depression, the thinning hair, the lack of focus and memory and attention. And it's because your liver is pushing the wrong hormone out. It's taking T4 and turning it into reverse T3. We also mentioned that for a lot of you taking thyroid medications, it's an actual underdiagnosed, misdiagnosed. You weren't told that you may have an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where your body is producing antibodies against the hormone itself, so therefore your T4 levels go down, or against the production of the enzymes that make it in your thyroid, and therefore your T4 levels come down. So if we want to start solving this, we have to talk about, okay, what's creating this issue for most of us? Number one, everything I'm talking to you about is found inside the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook that we have. It's available free for you right now. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll send the ebook to you electronically. And then get this, ready? On Saturday, October 14th, I'm hosting a live event. It's online. It's in the comfort of your home. You can be in the Carolina areas or you can be somewhere else. And we're going to walk you through, how do you get the right tests? How do you find out if your liver's converting the hormone properly? How do we discover if your gut's leaking and what creates that? What are the steps necessary for you to start activating self-healing for your thyroid? And you'll even hear from patients who have gone from autoimmune, diagnosed, taking medications to completely released and set free. And you have that same power inside of you. Did you know, number one, that of course, the inflammatory foods that you eat can wreck your thyroid health? This is things like vegetable oils, genetically modified foods, sugars, artificial sweeteners, gluten, and soy. All of these fall in the category of what I would call thyroid-destroying foods. And listen, the sad reality of today is there's a lot of soy and gluten and corn and products and genetically modified foods and high fructose corn syrup in most over-the-counter, conventionally available boxed and or packaged foods. So, do we need to clean out our diet? Yes, of course, everybody needs to do this. But remember, it's about anti-inflammatory. In just a moment, I'm going to give you the number one nutrients you need to get and the sources of the foods that get them so you can start to turn this around fast. But as I do this, I have to share a little secret. Did you know fluoride, bromine, and chlorine are the number one deactivators chemically of your thyroid that you're being exposed to on a daily basis? Where are we getting fluoride from, guys? It's in our toothpastes. Unfortunately, a lot of you are still using fluorinated toothpaste because you think it's making your teeth healthy. You think it's good for you. But in reality, that halogen, that fluoride molecule, it competes with iodine. So what happens is you need iodine to attach to a protein called thyroglobulin to make thyroid hormone. So if you are exposing yourself to fluoride, then your body confuses it, grabs the fluoride, tries to bind it to the globulin hormone, and you don't make the hormone in the first place. The same thing happens with bromine and chlorine. So these are the cleaners that are being used in our water systems, right, to make our water cleaner and more sterile. So bromine, chlorine, they all compete with the iodine receptors to pull iodine and make it in your body. So if you're not dechlorinating your drinking water, your cooking water, your bathing water, that can affect your thyroid. If you're using fluorinated toothpaste or even the fluoride that's found in tap water, it's affecting your thyroid. Hey, did you know that the cookware that you use, if you're cooking in nonstick pans that just easily allow the food to slide all around, those perfluorinated, see the fluorine, octanic acids, or PFOAs, the non-stick materials, are extremely dangerous thyroid-blocking chemical compounds. If you're using a non-stick pan, especially those that have this perfluorinated compound, the PFOA, it can affect thyroid functionality because the chemical gets in the body and again, it competes with the iodine receptors. I'm sure you've known this because I talk about it on every single show I ever do, but heavy metals are becoming an epidemic in our society today, and they directly compete with the receptors for your thyroid hormones. Mercury, lead, and aluminum specifically are known to shut down thyroid activation. Remember, T4 comes from the thyroid. It's inactive. It must be converted into active thyroid hormone in your liver. If your liver's clean and healthy and everything's functioning perfectly, you'll make lots of T3. But now watch this. If the receptor where T3 lands is interfered with because of toxic heavy metals, it's almost like you're blunting the ability for that T3 to land. So could you have normal TSH, normal T4, normal T3, and still have a thyroid condition? Yes, because of toxic heavy metals. The beautiful part of it, guys, is there's testing that can be done today to look for this stuff. Usually we find them in the amalgam fillings in your mouth, aluminum cans that are holding beverages and even, you know, food products, the aluminum that we wrap our food in if you're using aluminum foils, etc. So we got to make sure we clear our bodies from this. Now there's another one, and I talk about it on a lot of our shows, the industrial pollutants, specifically the pesticides and herbicides that are found on our food products. Look, I hate to share it with you, but glyphosate is not only connected to issues within global health, but there's even recent research. I'm holding this one up right here. This was published in 2021. It says, could glyphosate and the glyphosate-based herbicides be associated with an increased risk in thyroid disease worldwide, which would affect the United States? And the answer, according to the article, is yes. Glyphosate shuts down the ability for you to produce thyroid hormone. It decreases the conversion process from inactive T4 to active T3 in the liver. Here's the craziest part. It increases the excretion of thyroid hormones through your urine by somewhat almost opening your kidneys to say, hey, if that's a thyroid hormone, just pee it right out. So these chemicals that are found in our foods are physically draining our body of thyroid hormones. And guess what that will do? That'll spike your TSH. It'll make your doctors think you have a thyroid hormone issue. They'll start prescribing the medication, but in reality, it's the amount of pesticides in your body. Could be the amount of heavy metals in your body. It could be the amount of exposures that you've had to things like fluorine and bromine and chlorine in your drinking water, your tap water, in your toothpaste. And of course, as we know, the amount of inflammatory foods that we consume. So what are some versions of simple at-home things you can do right now to start turning around your thyroid functionality? Let's just go down the list, okay? Number one, if you're eating foods that are inflammatory, classic Americanized foods, you need to follow an anti-inflammatory diet, okay? I've done all the hard work for you. Visit AskDrErnst.com. Every single recipe we have on our website is designed to be anti-inflammatory. You could simply start building menus based upon what you see in our recipes, and you'll start to notice a huge change. What's the trend? No vegetable oils, no processed foods, no genetically modified foods. We're not using artificial sweeteners or sugars or anything to that effect. It's simple, real food in a healthy method, cooked in highly anti-inflammatory oils. It's things like avocado oil, coconut oil, ghee, butter, etc. All the great healthy fats that help your body to decrease inflammation. Obviously, we need to start filtering and decreasing the exposures you have to chlorinated and brominated water. Look, I hate to say it. You go to your tap, you pull it open. If you were to take a standard chlorine test kit for like swimming pools and hot tubs and test your water, you're going to find trace amounts of chlorine and bromine in the water. So every glass of water you drink, you're shutting down the ability for your thyroid to pull iodine and make the hormone itself. So you have to today be filtering your water to remove chlorine, bromine, and fluoride. And it's not just enough to say I'm doing it for my drinking water, because when you're bathing in it, the water's vaporizing. It's turning into an actual inhalable water molecule. I know, right? You inhale the water molecules while you're showering and you get it inside of you. So we have to start filtering our water. We need to decrease our exposures to just chemicals. The cooking pans you use, if they're nonstick, got to get rid of it, guys. Go with standard stainless steel that you're using high quality heat stable oils to cook with. We need to watch out for things like, are we getting exposures to heavy metals? And that's going to come from, again, what if you have fillings still in your mouth that are amalgamated? There's mercury and other metals inside of it. What if you're eating fish that are the large fish, right? Swordfish, shark, big fish, grouper, etc. They are known to have higher levels of mercury in them than the smaller fish like sardines and anchovies and salmon and cod and things to that effect. Okay, I talked to you earlier that I'm going to share with you some of the key nutrients that you can start implementing through a dietary change that can stimulate your thyroid functionality right now. The first is to understand that tyrosine, an essential amino acid, is absolutely needed for you to make the thyroid hormone in the first place. And listen, we test patients for amino acids. We test for vitamins. We test for minerals and nutrients. And we see a tremendous link between tyrosine deficiency and low thyroid functionality. Why? Tyrosine is a molecule that actually makes the backbone carrier of the thyroid hormone in itself. Okay, so I want you to think of it like, let me grab something real quick. Okay, this pin, if you're watching our live stream, you can see. And yes, shout out Elevation Church. Love it. Ready? This pen is thyroid globulin protein. Your thyroid has to add 4 iodine molecules to it for it to become T4. But the protein itself is made by a tyrosine amino acid backer. So if you're low in tyrosine, you're going to be low in the globulin protein, and then you can't make it in the first place. Some of the best sources to boost your tyrosine levels: eggs that are pasture-raised, free-range, so they're healthy chickens laying healthy eggs, grass-fed meats, raw cheese, salmon, the sardines and anchovies, and you know, poultry products, chicken, turkey, etc. Tyrosine is an exceptional amino acid that can help to boost the ability for you to make the globulin protein in the first place. Vitamin A. I don't know if you guys realize this, but you have to have vitamin A in your body in order for the thyroid hormone to send the signal from when it lands on the receptor to tell the cell, burn fat, be energetic, and be healthy, happy, healing, and whole. And there's a lot of people that are deficient in vitamin A. You'll find vitamin A in things like sweet potatoes, carrots. If it's kind of orangish or colored, it's going to be really, really high in vitamin A. Eggs, spinach, broccoli, grass-fed liver. Okay, these are the components and the foods that are going to be really high in vitamin A, and it can help you to send the message once the thyroid hormone lands on the cell receptor. Vitamin B6, this is super important, because what it does is it helps with the hormone communication between your brain and your pituitary, and then your pituitary and your thyroid. When vitamin B6 is deficient, what we find is the actual production of the stimulation hormones starts to go down by itself. So we need B6 to activate the stimulation hormones. B6 is found in free range, you know, eggs, in sunflower seeds, avocados, grass-fed red meats, and salmon and spinach, okay? Vitamin B6 is essential and crucial for the production of the stimulation hormones in the first place. Did you know that vitamin D is linked to direct deficiency in thyroid functionality, partly because it's associated with chronic inflammation if it's deficient? It regulates the immune system, and it's one of the most powerful nutrients if we want to talk about modulating hormones. Because thyroid's a hormone, we need the modulation, or the up and down ebb and flow, to be corrected. Vitamin D helps your immune system to know when should it heal something versus when should it attack something. So when D3 levels are low, we start to see autoimmunity conditions go up. And there's a direct correlation between vitamin D amount and the likelihood of having a low thyroid functionality. So if your vitamin D levels are under 50, functionally, that's considered a deficiency. If we're in the 60, 70, 80, 90 range, then now we're getting happy, because it means you have plenty of D3 to regulate your immune system, help stimulate hormone productivity, and modulate your immune system. And again, the word modulation means turn it up if it needs to come up, or turn it down if it needs to come down. Some of the key foods that are high in vitamin D: mushrooms, salmon, raw cheese, beef liver, and again, eggs. Now, here's a big key. Vitamin C is a known antioxidant that actually protects the thyroid from sort of oxidative stress and attack. So every time a cell is producing energy, there's waste products or oxidative species. And what vitamin C does is it has the ability to go in and sort of clean out the tissue. Now, here's the unique thing. Kiwis, strawberries, papaya, cauliflower, and broccoli are some of the highest vitamin C healthy, low sugar components of what you can do to get this vitamin into your body. And so if we start to boost these foods, which is all found in the recipes that we have on AskDrErnst.com, you'll start to see the absorption of the nutrients that are needed to help you make more thyroid hormone, help you send the messages between the hormone itself and the cell, and also help to protect against the inflammation and the irritation that comes from having an immune system that's overactive. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but the amount of stress you have going on in your body correlates directly to thyroid functionality, in that the more cortisol you have, the more stress you have in your body. And what cortisol does is it converts your thyroid hormones into that reverse T3 hormone. Okay, so we're going to have several shows coming up in the not too distant weeks on specifically thyroid hormone imbalance, reverse T3 dominance, because this condition right here, high cortisol, high reverse T3, yet normal TSH and normal T4, is a big problem for most people. This is the fatigue and the weight gain and the mood swings and the anxiety that's been underdiagnosed as it truly being a thyroid problem, but nobody's looking at it. I mean, think about this. If you're listening to me right now, have you ever had a reverse T3 test done? If you're patients of us, if you're longtime listeners who've engaged in our coaching programs, you know we test for this. And you know that a lot of times it's high and we have to work on bringing your reverse T3 levels down. But if you're somebody who's listening for the first time ever and you're taking a thyroid medication, or you're wondering, could those symptoms that I have be because of a thyroid problem? The only way to know is to get tested and to do it properly. Hey, if you'd like more information on the tests that are available to look for functional causes of thyroid conditions, download our ebook, Thyroid Heal Thyself. It's yours free. Just simply text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll send you the ebook for free. You'll get registered at no cost for our masterclass, Thyroid Heal Thyself, Saturday, October 14th, where I'm going to take you directly through. Here's what are the common causes. Here's what you can do to get the evaluation done to find the test. Make sure that your body's functioning properly. Here's the steps that you can activate right now, in addition to what we just talked about, to set yourself free from a potential thyroid condition. So again, if you're fatigued, if you're gaining weight, if you're doing everything right, but you're still gaining weight, if you're having anxiety or depression or mood swings, if your hair is falling out, if you're having a hard time remembering and focus and memory and attention, if you're finding that you're cold all the time and everybody else says it's warm, if you're finding out that you have constipation, then you have diarrhea, then you have constipation, guys, it's time to wake up and realize that is the most common signs of a functional thyroid issue. Even if your MD says it's not your thyroid, TSH, T4 normal, it could still be downstream thyroid effects. Okay, so in summary, here we go. Your brain releases a hormone called TSH. That's what they test to see if your thyroid is stimulating the hormone T4. That's what they test. But that hormone is inactive. It does nothing for your body. That hormone T4 has to be carried with a carrier protein that you got to check. Is the carrier protein open? Is it working? And it brings it into the liver. And inside the liver, it's converted into active thyroid hormone. If your liver's healthy, clean, and fully functioning, you'll get that T3 molecule. It lands on the receptor, and then your body says, burn fat, feel great, have good memory, have thick, lustrous hair, all the things we want. So here's what happens, guys. The majority of people have a toxic, congested liver. So instead of making T3, they make reverse T3. Now that lands on the receptor and your cells go, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I'm forgetful, I can't function as well as I should, and then the symptoms show up, okay? Or you have an autoimmune condition where your body is attacking the production of the thyroid hormones all the way up in the thyroid, and it's being misdiagnosed. It's an actual autoimmune disease, and we have low D3, low vitamin C, low B6, low minerals, low iodine, low selenium, low vitamin A, low tyrosine, all of the deficiencies that prevent us from actually making the hormone in the first place, and you can get out of that. When you discover what you have, now we build protocols and treatment plans and diet therapies and nutrient recipes to be able to give your body what it needs, and you can watch this condition improve. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. If you'd like more information, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. you'll get the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook for free today. You'll get access to the masterclass on September 14th today. You'll be able to start turning your thyroid functionality around and watch as energy, focus, memory, attention, and your body starts to heal by itself. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. As we go for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to go much deeper into the autoimmunity. We'll have a whole show on that. We're going to go into the functional causes beyond what we just discussed. We're going to talk about leaky gut, your nervous system, and how you calm down that autoimmune reactions, all leading up to the masterclass event on the 14th. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next week. Until then, see you soon.